In this bulletin, an Australian among the fatalities in Lebanon after a deadly explosion. More than 700 new cases of COVID-19 in Victoria and 15 deaths. And Rafael Nadal won't play at this year's US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has expressed sympathy for the people of Lebanon following the devastating explosion in the capital, Beirut. An Australian has been confirmed to have been among the more than 60 people killed in the blast, and thousands of people have been injured. The building, which hosts Australia's embassy, was significantly compromised in the explosion, although Mr. Morrison says the staff are well, but some have minor injuries. He says the news that an Australian has been killed is devastating. Mr. Morrison says the government will be doing all it can to help members of Australia's Lebanese community.
There is such a large Lebanese-Australian community here, and they'll be worried about loved ones, and that's where our efforts are.
Victoria has reportedly recorded 725 new cases of COVID-19 and another 15 deaths. It's the highest number of new cases so far. Melbourne is in the midst of a Stage 4 lockdown with nightly curfews and strict stay-at-home orders. Regional Victoria will return to Stage 3 coronavirus restrictions from tomorrow, and many businesses will scale back operations. Nationally, there are more than 18,000 coronavirus cases. Queensland is shutting its borders to people from New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory from Saturday. The state government says it needs to prioritise and protect the health of Queenslanders. Returning Queenslanders can re-enter the state, but they'll have to pay for 14 days of compulsory hotel quarantine. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she doesn't want to risk further damage to the economy, so the state must act now.
We are concerned about what is happening in the southern states, and today is the day that we say we are putting Queenslanders first.
Virgin Australia is expected to cut about 3,000 jobs as the carrier reduces its costs and travel schedules. Bain Capital has taken over Virgin and made the jobs announcement to the stock exchange because of COVID-19's effect on the aviation market. But Virgin hopes to add 2,000 extra staff to its workforce once the sector recovers. Michael Kane from the Transport Workers Union says the news is devastating, but he thinks jobs can still be supported in the longer term.
But what is required here is the fullest possible Virgin. A Virgin that's willing to work collaboratively with workers, with unions, and a new Virgin that has an owner that doesn't cut and run. And today, for the future, as we deal with these present devastating news, for the future, there are glimmers of hope.
In sport, Rafael Nadal is the latest player to pull out of the US Open. Australian star Ash Barty has already withdrawn from the contest because of coronavirus safety concerns. Now, Nadal says he won't defend his US title because COVID-19 cases are rising and the pandemic is still out of control. And in the AFL, Richmond has defeated Brisbane, moving to third place on the ladder, the Tigers winning 82-41. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 14. Melbourne, a shower or two, a top of 11. Hobart, showers and wind easing, 9 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, a top of 9. Wollongong, sunny and 16. Sydney, also sunny, 17 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle, a top of 17. Similar conditions in two in Brisbane, although warmer, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a mostly sunny day, and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.